Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Rebuild. A quick surprise episode here with me and Jordan Klimack, because there was some NFL news that came out today that was worth reacting to ahead of Browns training camp that starts on Monday, Jordan, because the NFL released a long memo about stricter COVID guidelines that would be enforced, particularly among unvaccinated players. Jordan, what did you make out of the memo that was sent out to NFL teams today?
So my initial reaction was good for them, good for the NFL. You know, right off the bat, I saw that. I was like, okay, this is good. It's going to, you know, they're really forcing their hand at getting vaccinated, right? Essentially, they're saying you should be vaccinated, go get your shot, without actually saying go get your shot, right? Like, that's what they're doing with this. But then you flip it over and look at it like, the NFL, this huge, you know, corporate business that generates billions and billions of dollars, you know, every year, lost out on some revenue last year with, you know, fans just not being in the stands and all that, and you know, not having sellouts at games and all that. They lost some money. Look, I don't think any team is like bankrupt or the league is bankrupt or any of that, but they didn't make as much money as they normally do. So they said, basically, there's no way in hell we're letting that happen again. We are going to get every single game in if we have to. To me, like, it's great to see that, you know, people are going to have to get vaccinated and this, that, and the other, and it's great for the public safety. But at the same time, the NFL isn't doing this because they're concerned about every player being healthy, right? I mean, let's just call it for what it is. The NFL is doing this so they can get every single penny that they can possibly make this coming year. That's really what it boils down to. I mean, at the end of the day, this is about money, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's, I think, a great point to bring up, because if you go over the key points of the memo, Jordan, there are some things that stand out that do indicate perhaps it is more than about simply health and safety. So kind of the key points, if you will, is number one, you know, and this is much like the NBA, vaccinated players can return sooner if they produce two negative tests 24 hours apart. They can, you know, they have less quarantine restrictions in general. But the real, you know, the thing that really came out of this was the penalties and if a team is unable to play because of a breakout among unvaccinated players. So the penalties are that the team would basically have to forfeit if it's deemed that the outbreak was among unvaccinated players, particularly if there was a violation in failing the NFL protocols. And the commissioner even has rights to punish teams beyond a forfeit as well. It would impact playoff seeding. But then you bring up a good point here. At the end, they sneak in there. Players on both teams will not be paid for the canceled game, and that the team that forfeited, you know, will have to take on the additional financial burden of whatever, you know, happened there as far as team costs and things like that among both teams as well. So if it's one team that's responsible, there are some significant financial pieces to this that the NFL brought into play. So I think that's a good point. And there's been a lot of pushback today amongst, you know, players, certainly, and then some media as well, because not obviously there are numerous players that have voiced their concerns about getting vaccinated. John Johnson III, presumably being one of them, with some of the comments he made on Instagram. But, you know, I think this comes down to you know, there are cases where perhaps, it doesn't, there are other, you know, outstanding factors where it doesn't make sense for a particular player to get vaccinated. But in the aggregate, I think number one, you have to support players getting vaccinated. And then secondly, this is the NFL really laying down the law of, okay, we're not going to force you to get vaccinated, like some private businesses have, mind you. But we're going to make the consequences of your choice, and right, every choice has consequences. The consequences of your choice not to get vaccinated are going to be quite severe. And it's going to have a dramatic impact on this NFL season, no doubt. Baker Mayfield said it before this memo even came out. teams that have more vaccinated players are at a competitive advantage this season, Jordan.
Yeah, and let's be honest, too. The NFL isn't going to come out and say this. No team is going to come out and say this. You know, we can pretty much bet on that. But the fact of the matter is, Henry, if there's a fringe roster player, if you're an undrafted rookie, someone that was drafted in the late rounds, and you're trying to make a roster, and the decision comes down to, hey, let's, are we going to go with this guy? Are we going to go with, you know, player A? Are we going to go with player B? And player A turns out to be vaccinated and player B isn't. And the gap wasn't wide enough to say, well, we're going to take the risk on the guy that isn't. Like, they're going to take the player that's vaccinated. I mean, they're not going to come out and say that, but that's just the fact of the matter. It makes sense from a team standpoint with all these rules that came out. So that's another aspect into this, Henry. But at the end of the day, like you said, you know, players not getting paid on game day. Once you start talking about a player's check, all of a sudden, you know, you're talking a different language.
I've seen that point about at the end of the roster, guys. Maybe there will be a case or two around the league where it happens. I find it hard to believe that there's going to be a lot of cases where players are like,
well, that's the thing. You're not going to know about it. You're not going to know if it happens.
I know we're not going to know about it, but it's also one of those things where I find it hard to believe that there are going to be that many cases where they're like, wow, there's no difference between these two players that we'd rather have. So the vaccine is the tiebreaker. I feel like most of the time there is a tangible enough difference between players that are being cut and players that are being kept that's not going to be the deciding factor. Maybe that's naive, but that's typically like there have been very few times where I feel like there are these like major surprising cuts for NFL teams for anything other than financial purposes, really. Other than that, it feels like it mostly comes down to the talent in NFL teams. I suspect are still going to make the decision based off that. But again, going back to the financial piece of it, the NFL is $1 billion corporation. They're not messing around. They said it in the memo. They're not going to schedule a 19th week. They're not going to take on the risk here. They obviously, as you mentioned, lost money compared to what they expected last year. So they are, you know, this is somewhat a health and safety thing, but this is a business decision at the end of the day. And we're seeing businesses make these decisions all across the country. I get players, you know, being unhappy, you know, some players, you know, expressing their concerns about it, you know, if they're in a vulnerable position here, but again, those are the consequences of your choices. You have the freedom of choice here. The NFL is not stripping that away from you, but they are incentivizing you based on the consequences.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
So what do you think of make of the comments that Michael Irvin said the other day when he said that basically if you're one of these players that's refusing to get vaccinated, then like you're not about winning. And, you know, first you look at it and kind of like, well, it's kind of a ridiculous comment to make. But then you really look at it and I don't know if I agree with him, but I think he has a point.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't go as far as that. It's hard because you almost have to look at it case by case because although I think in the vast majority of cases, that these players should be getting vaccinated. There are exceptions to rules. There are, you know, things like that where it's hard to kind of lump everybody in together like that. I don't want to say you're not about winning, because to me that's saying you're prioritizing kind of your, like, are you prioritizing your beliefs versus winning? And I don't think that's necessarily fair. Whether or not I agree with somebody's beliefs, like, I don't think you can necessarily pin those against one another in that way that Michael Irvin's saying. It's going to be a competitive disadvantage, but I don't think, you know, if somebody is choosing to prioritize kind of their off the field beliefs, I don't think that necessarily means they're not invested in winning just as much as the next guy.
I just think, here's the thing. If I'm in the team, I've been on team, you know, played high school sports, you have as well. Like, I just wouldn't want to be that guy to be like, you know what, like, I didn't want to do this, and now I'm putting my team at risk for us losing. I mean, you know how close these things are, Henry. A lot of the times that, you know, NFL season, who makes the playoffs, who doesn't make the playoffs, a lot of times it comes down to a game or two. And if you're the player that put your team in jeopardy to lose, you know, forfeit a game because of a decision that you wanted to make, I don't know. You know, it's tough to say, but I certainly wouldn't want to be that guy in the locker room. I can't really talk for anyone else, but just personally speaking, I wouldn't want to be.
I wouldn't want to be either. And again, I would say, you know, I am on the side of, you know, I've already been vaccinated. I would say I am on this. I am pro basically in every situation, minus whatever, a few exceptions of these guys getting vaccinated. But when you're talking about things like health, when you're talking about things like religion, you know, where players have made decisions like that in the past as well, when you're talking about things like family, you know, like, for example, if a player's wife has a child, you know, on game day, like whether or not they go, you know, to be in a hospital or play the game, things like that, where I'm like, okay, whether or not I agree with the decision, there are some things to me that it's like, okay, you can't directly oppose that with a player's competitiveness or will to win either.
Yeah, it's tough to say. I thought that was an interesting comment, and like at face value, you think ridiculous, but then you look in it and it's like, I don't know. I don't know where I come out on it. It's all people have their minds made up at this point, Henry, and you're not going to do too much convincing one way or the other. But the NFL came down today and basically said, hey, we're going to kind of strong arm you here, and we'll see how things play out. A lot of people upset with the NFLPA and all of that today. So again, we'll see how things play out, man. But it's going to be interesting to see how this translates in, you know, once we get closer to the regular season.
I think it's definitely going to have an impact. And that's why I wanted to talk about it on the show is, you know, regardless of what you believe, there is going to be competitive advantages or disadvantages on the field as a result of this. So it will be interesting to see how it plays out. That's going to do it for this episode of The Rebuild. Jordan and I will be back with a full training camp preview. That's going to drop Monday along with the Browns' first day of camp. So until then, Browns fans, just two words for you. Go Browns.